killed our people, and he didn't exchange prisoners. We signed the exchange of prisoners, but he didn't do it. What kind of diplomacy, JD, you are speaking about? What do you mean?
I'm talking about the kind of diplomacy that's going to end the destruction of your country.
Yes, but if you
Mr. President, with respect, I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media. Right now, you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring an end to this conflict.
Have you ever been to Ukraine that you say what problems we have?
I have been to.
Come once.
I've actually watched and seen the stories, and I know what happens is you bring them on a propaganda tour, Mr. President. Do you disagree that you've had problems bringing people into your military?
We have problems.
And do you think that it's respectful to come to the Oval Office of the United States of America and attack the administration that is trying to prevent the destruction of your country?
A lot of questions. Let's start from the beginning.
Sure.
First of all, during the war, everybody has problems, even you, but you have nice ocean and don't feel now, but you will feel it in the future. God bless you, you will not have war.
Don't tell us what we're going to feel. We're trying to solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
I'm not telling you.
Because you're in no position to dictate that. Remember
this.
You're in no position to dictate what we're going to feel. We're going to feel very good.
You will feel influenced.
We're going to feel very good and very strong.
You will feel influenced.
You're right now not in a very good position. You've allowed yourself to be in a very bad position, and he happens to be right about it.
From the very beginning of the war,
you're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having
cards. Playing cards.
Right now, you don't have. You're playing cards.
Mr. President.
You're playing cards.
Serious.
You're gambling with the lives of millions of people. You're gambling with World War III. You're gambling with World War III. And what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country, this country. That's back to you. Far more than a lot of people said they should have.
Have you said thank you once? This entire meeting? No, in this entire meeting, have you said thank you? You went to Pennsylvania and campaigned for the opposition in October. Offer some words of appreciation for the United States of America and the president who's trying to save your country.
Please, you think that if you will speak very loudly about the war, you can...
He's not speaking loudly. He's not speaking loudly. Your country is in big trouble.
Can I answer?
Wait a minute. No. You've done a lot of talking. Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You're not winning.
I know.
You're not winning this. You have a damn good chance of coming out okay because of us.
Mr. President, we are staying in our country, staying strong from the very beginning of the war. We've been alone, and we are thankful. I said thanks in this cabinet, and not only in this cabinet.
We gave you, through this stupid president, $350 billion.
You voted for your president.
We gave you military equipment, and your men are brave, but they had to use our military.
What about West?
If you didn't have our military equipment, this war would have been over in 2 weeks.
In three days. I heard it from Putin. In 3 days. This is something
maybe
new.
Less.
In 2 weeks. Of course, yes.
It's going to be a very hard thing to do business like this.
Again,
I tell you.
Just say thank you.
Except
that there are disagreements, and let's go litigate those disagreements rather than trying to fight it out in the American media when you're wrong. We know that you're wrong.
But you see, I think it's good for the American people to see what's going on. I think it's very important. That's why I kept this going so long. You have to be thankful. You don't have the cards.
I'm thankful.
You're buried there. Your people are dying.
I can tell you
you're
again,
running low on soldiers.
Don't, please,
you're running low on soldiers. It would be a damn good thing. And then you tell us, I don't want a ceasefire. I don't want a ceasefire. I want to go, and I want this. Look. If you could get a ceasefire right now, I tell you, you take it so the bullets stop flying and your men stop getting killed.
Of course, we want to stop the war.
But you're saying you don't want a ceasefire.
But I said to you,
I want a ceasefire.
With guarantees.
Because you'll get a ceasefire faster than an agreement.
Ask our people about ceasefire, what they think.
That wasn't with me.
It doesn't matter for you what.
That wasn't with me. That was with a guy named Biden who was not a smart person.
That was with Obama. It was your president.
Excuse me. That was with Obama who gave you sheets and I gave you javelins.
Yes.
I gave you the javelins to take out all those tanks. Obama gave you sheets. In fact, the statement is Obama gave sheets and Trump gave javelins. You got to be more thankful because let me tell you, you don't have the cards. With us, you have the cards. But without us, you don't have any cards.
One more question to Mr. White.
But what if they, what if anything? What if a bomb drops on your head right now?
But they have
okay? What if they broke it? I don't know. They broke it with Biden because Biden, they didn't respect him. They didn't respect Obama. They respect me. Let me tell you, Putin went through a hell of a lot with me. He went through a phony witch hunt where they used him and Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. You ever hear of that deal? That was a phony, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden scam. Hillary Clinton, Shifty Adam Schiff. It was a Democrat scam. And he had to go through that. And he did go through it. We didn't end up in a war. And he went through it. He was accused of all that stuff. He had nothing to do with it. It came out of Hunter Biden's bathroom. It came out of Hunter Biden's bedroom. It was disgusting. And then they said, oh, the laptop from hell was made by Russia, the 51 agents. The whole thing was a scam. And he had to put up with that. He was being accused of all that stuff. All I can say is this. He might have broken deals with Obama and Bush, and he might have broken them with Biden. He did, maybe. Maybe he didn't. I don't know what happened. But he didn't break them with me. He wants to make a deal. I don't know if you can make a deal. The problem is, I've empowered you to be a tough guy. And I don't think you'd be a tough guy without the United States. And your people are very brave. But you're either going to make a deal or we're out. And if we're out, you'll fight it out. I don't think it's going to be pretty, but you'll fight it out. But you don't have the cards. But once we sign that deal, you're in a much better position. But you're not acting at all thankful. And that's not a nice thing. I'll be honest, that's not a nice thing.
Folks, you are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. That was an interaction between President Donald Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky within the last hour and a half from the Oval Office. All I can say, I think there's much to say here, but I want to begin with this. If we have been witnessing a tipping point, an about face in American diplomacy and foreign policy first principles that we as Republicans, as Democrats, as independents, as liberals and conservatives have respected for 85 years in this country, since the onset of World War II, that we would stand by our allies, we would always support our allies, that we would always oppose dictators like Vladimir Putin, who assassinate political enemies at will, who assassinate journalists, who suppress a free press, who run a kleptocracy, that we would oppose those regimes because American interests are inextricably and permanently intertwined with the project of democracy, of respecting sovereign boundaries, standing up for allies, standing up for human rights, standing up for a free press, standing up for equal treatment under the law. This has been the cornerstone of American foreign policy and diplomacy, again, for 85 years. And in the short span of 1 month and 1 week, Donald Trump has flushed all of that down the toilet. He disgraces the memory of every U.S. veteran that served and has died for our country, especially those veterans who served in World War II. Make no mistake, Vladimir Putin has never been, nor will he ever be, an ally that we should be, quote, doing business with. The only ally in that conflict with the United States is Ukraine. We have abandoned our ally, and that was made fully complete, that break permanently severed today. We have witnessed on live television the supplication, the simpering sycophancy of Donald Trump to Vladimir Putin. The cycle is completed. All of the things coming out of J.D. Vance's mouth and Donald Trump's mouth mere hours ago in the stinking Oval Office of the American White House were Russian propaganda talking points. So let's do some fact-checking, shall we? The United States has not spent $350 billion in Ukraine. Nope. We've spent about $100 billion, which is less than what has been spent by all of our European allies. Less than. And our contributions have been largely in the form not of direct cash payments, but of weapons stockpiles and equipment, none of which is missing. In fact, Trump's special envoy to Ukraine, Keith Kellogg, said this: we have a good accounting of where our support is going. And the idea that a sitting American president and vice president would yell at, physically touch in an aggressive manner, talk down to, demand thanks from our ally engaged in a war of aggression perpetrated, directed, and continued by Vladimir Putin is an obscenity. Doesn't get any more offensive to our basic American values. My name is Maggie Dawn. When we come back, we'll discuss more. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. I want to hear from you. It's a dark day, one that will be marked in the history books. Keep it locked. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tears go and fall away, fall away.